بلا لے چلو اے فرشتوں مجھے کربلا لے چلو میں دعا ہوں لگت سے اٹھا لے چلو اے فرشتوں مجھے کربلا لے چلو اے فرشتوں مجھے کربلا لے چلو
Karbala was a diamond mine, full of diamonds, of spirituality, sincerity, godliness, and taqwa. And every companion of Imam Hussein was chosen based on the most elevated status of ikhlas, or sincerity. The criteria was not based on age, gender, family associations, tribe, or worldly status. The criteria was crystal clear. Spiritual purity and piety was the basis of selection. The companions of Imam Hussein varied from a young 6-month-old baby to an old man like Habib ibn Mazahir. This diversity clearly showed that this journey to eternal salvation was to be conducted purely on the basis of intentions and not based on age, gender, or physical strength. From women like Umm Wahab, who returned the head of her son, to Bibi Zainab alayhi salam, the noble sister of Imam Hussein. Countless miraculous examples of the strength of piety and iman can be seen in Karbala. Karbala leaves no choices or excuses for anyone which can stop them from saying labbaik to the imam of the time. Important to learn about the ones who were successful in the times that they were tested, like Muslim ibn Awsaja, Han ibn Urwa, John bin Hawai, Wahab ibn Kalbi, Habib ibn Mazahir, Anzuher ibn Qayyim. But even more important than that is to learn about those who claim to be on the right side, but fail the test in the time of need. It is important for us to know, why did the Kufis, who offered more prayers than most of us, and did all their religious duties, fail to respond to the call of the Imam of the time and witnessed the martyrdom of the Imam of the time, Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Most of the people made the wrong choice and failed. They invited the Imam to Kufa. They called him with haste and even mentioned Al-Ajal repeatedly. But what happened when the Imam arrived? What are those circumstances which can make us so attached to the world and so indifferent to what was happening around them? We have to study about Basra, and we have to study about Hijaz. We have to study about the followers of previous imams and compare ourselves to them. And make sure that we are on the right track. If God forbid that is not the case and we are on the wrong track, then we need to find out what is wrong with our thought process and correct it. So that when the Hussein of our time calls out, Hal min nasirin yansurna, we can respond, we can call out in a unanimous voice, Labbaik ya Hussein, Labbaik ya Hussein, Labbaik ya Hussein. Allah was on their side. The enemies came in large numbers to fight. To fill the hearts of pure with fright. But from the other side shone a radiant light. They knew no matter what, Allah was on their side. They were plundered, looted, and massacred sadly. Their women and children were treated badly. But for Imam, they gave their lives gladly. They knew no matter what, Allah was on their side. Each one of them had a clear goal in mind. Their souls were pure, their faces shined. They entered a world, a much better kind. They knew no matter what, Allah was on their side. All of them had made a choice to join their Imam, whatever the price. Labbaik ya Hussein, all of them cried. They knew no matter what, Allah was on their side. No matter what, Allah was on their side. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. One of the most important ziyarats that is related to Muharram is Ziyarat-e-Ashura. Many of us have heard about it from the time that we were children. But do we really know the power of this ziyarat? Today, I'm going to tell you a few miracles that were caused by the recitation of this ziyarat. The great and pious jurist, Marhum Sheikh Jawad bin Sheikh Mashkur, was a leading jurist of Najaf. Who died at the age of 90 years in 1337 AH. He is buried next to his father in a room in the blessed courtyard of the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. This great scholar dreamt in the night of Safar 26th, 1332 AH. In which he saw Hazrat Izrail, the angel of death. He did salam to the angel of death, and asked him from where he was coming. The angel of death replied, "I am coming from Shiraz, after having seized the soul of Mirza Ibrahim Melaki." Sheikh asked him, "In what condition is his soul in Barzakh?" The angel of death replied, "He is residing in the most beautiful garden and is in the best of the conditions. Allah has appointed 1,000 angels at his beck and call." Sheikh asked him, "For which action has he received such a great reward?" "For his high level of knowledge?" "Or the large number of students he had trained?" The angel of death replied, "For none of these reasons." Sheikh asked, "Then for leading the congregational prayers and explaining the religious laws to the people?" The angel of death replied in the negative. Sheikh asked, "Then on what basis did he receive such a great position?" The angel of death said, "For reciting Ziyarat-e-Ashura." Mirza Melaki recited Ziyarat-e-Ashura regularly in the last 30 years of his life. And if due to an illness or any other reason he was unable to recite the Ziyarat, then he would appoint a representative to recite the Ziyarat on his behalf. The next morning, Sheikh Javad went to Ayatullah Mirza Muhammad Taqi Shirazi and narrated his dream. On hearing this, Ayatullah Mirza Muhammad Taqi began weeping. When people asked him the reason of his grief, he replied, "Mirza Ibrahim Melaki was a pillar of jurisprudence. And he has departed from the world." People said, "But this news was only a dream, while we don't know the fact as yet." Ayatullah Mirza Taqi replied, "This was not the dream of an ordinary individual. It was the dream of Sheikh Javad." The very next day, there was a letter informing the residents of Najaf about Mirza Ibrahim Melaki's demise. In this way, the veracity of Sheikh Javad's dream proved to be true. This incident highlights the significance of reciting Ziyarat-e-Ashura regularly. Another miracle that was caused by the recitation of Ziyarat-e-Ashura for 40 days is as follows. A notable scholar has recorded the below-mentioned incident in his diary. One night, I saw a dream, wherein I was ordered to deliver 45,000 dirham at the shop of a respected person from Isfahan. When I woke up, I was in a dilemma as to whether I should act as per my dream. Besides, I was not even sure whether I had such a large sum of money with me. However, when I began counting, I discovered that I had with me exactly 45,000 dirham. So, I decided to visit that shop and deliver that amount. When I reached that place, I was surprised to find that I knew that individual, who was regarded as one of the most respected persons from that city. There were two other men at the shop, so I called the shopkeeper aside and whispered that I had some urgent work with him. I took him along with me near the neighborhood masjid. The masjid was undergoing construction, and there were some laborers who were busy working. I took this person towards the side and inquired, "Tell me your problem so that I can help you." He declined to say anything. I insisted further, but he still did not tell me. I finally handed over that sum of 45,000 dirham to him, but did not disclose the amount. When I gave him the money, he started weeping uncontrollably and said, "I am indebted for a sum of 40,000 dirham. I had pledged to recite Ziyarat-e-Ashura for 40 days. Today is the last day. From Ahle Bayt. Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "The space between the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the heavens is always filled with angels who are continuously ascending and descending for his ziyarah." Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "There is no prophet in the heavens or on the earth who does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for permission to perform the ziyarat of Hussein alayhi salam. There is always an assembly of prophets descending from the heavens, going for his ziyarat, while another assembly is ascending back to the heavens." Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "For every act there is a known reward, except for the act of shedding tears over us." Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam has said, "One who cries over us, even if they shed only a single tear, will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that tear. He will be made to dwell in palaces in Jannah, where he will remain for all of the ages."